I'm TJ from Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show, based out of New York City. On 9/11, I hadn't started working for the radio station yet. I was still a senior in high school and living about 40 minutes from the World Trade Center site in northern New Jersey. On that morning, I'll never forget, my second period English teacher was called out of the room, and he came back in, and his face was as white as a ghost. Someone had told him what had happened. And he asked everyone in the classroom, "Does anyone have any friends or family in the World Trade Center?" And I remember one girl raised her hand, and I think she went down to the main office. And at some point, someone made an announcement. It was either the principal or one of the teachers made an announcement on the loudspeaker and reported the news that a plane had just flown into the World Trade Center. So, of course, everyone is shocked, and they think, oh my God, what a horrible accident. How does something like that happen? And no one thought anything of it other than that it was an accident. So the class stops, we're all talking about it, and our teacher went over to the radio that was in the room, and he tuned into a bunch of different radio stations, and he was flipping through, and everyone was just saying, hey, I don't know what's going on here. Well, shortly after that, it was reported that a second plane had flown into the other building. And I remember all of my classmates were petrified. We were looking at each other like, what is going on here? And when you hear that your country was under attack, I just kept thinking, this is happening in the United States of America? How is that possible? To me, I couldn't even fathom it being a possibility that we would ever be attacked. And to this extreme, to think that somehow, some way, someone did this and blindsided our government and that we didn't see it coming was one of the most frightening things that I've ever felt in my life. And at that time, we were in northern New Jersey, where I grew up. And at that point, no one knew what to expect. People were worried. People thought, well, are we next? I mean, looking back on it, it seems crazy. But at that time, we're like, well, what are they going to do? I mean, what, are they going to start dropping bombs on us? I mean, everybody was petrified. We didn't know what was next. We didn't know if they were going to hit New Jersey. We didn't know what was going to happen. Then they started saying that another plane crashed in Pennsylvania and another one in the Pentagon. All the kids left their classrooms and we went to a room where there were televisions on. And for the rest of the school day, we were watching the television and just blow by blow, seeing what was happening, seeing the news reporters. It felt like we were in some horrific movie and you couldn't snap out of it. It was an awful nightmare that you couldn't wake up from. It was just the worst feeling in the world. You're watching this and you're thinking, oh my God, there are people in that building. It was horrifying to watch it on television. It was all there for you to see, every single second of it. And I just felt helpless. I was watching this and I was like, there's nothing I can do about this right now. I'm watching people being tortured and there's nothing anyone can do right now. It was horrific. And so the school day ended. I drove home and I had heard that in a certain part of my town, you could see the smoke from the World Trade Center. And people were driving up to the top of this hill, and you could actually see the World Trade Center smoke from my hometown, which was 25 miles away from the Ground Zero site. If it didn't sink in hard enough watching it on television, actually seeing it from 25 miles away was mind-blowing. This was a disaster. So the rest of the day went on, and of course everyone's glued to the television, and you wanted to hear every minute and see what was going on and just hope to God that, you know, there just weren't as many deaths as there turned out to be. And I remember waking up the next day and I just wanted to help and I wanted to do whatever I could and I felt helpless again. And so I picked up the phone, I went on the computer, I made whatever donations I could to charity. I wasn't making any money, but just whatever I had, I wanted to donate to the healing process. And I just hoped that in some small way it helped. And I can't remember if we were even in school the next day or not, but I know whenever we did get back to school, which was shortly after, everyone treated everyone as an equal. There weren't any losers. There weren't any dorky kids. Everyone loved everyone. And that alone, everyone loving each other and coming together as one, was one small dab of beauty in a humongous black cloud of horror. It wasn't until 3 or 4 years ago that we moved our offices into Lower Manhattan. Before then, we had our studios and offices in Jersey City, New Jersey. And there were mornings where I'd drive in and I'd look across the river because we were right across from the World Trade Center in Jersey City. And on multiple occasions, I would look across the river at Lower Manhattan and I would literally just get sick thinking about what it must have been like to go through that. It was horrible to witness it from 25 miles away on television. To be there and be one of those people who was right downtown when it was going on or in the buildings, I have to stop myself from tearing up every single time because no one deserves that.